From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
General elections in Jamaica today have been marred by violence and apparent malfunctioning of the electoral machinery. I spoke a short while ago to our correspondent, Gary Allen.
The problems have been widespread. There have been problems as far as the electoral process is concerned. The electoral system appeared to have broken down. It was put under pressure yesterday when the addendum to the voters' list was found to be flawed, and they had a printing process which ran late into last night. What has happened as a result of that is that a number of the implements, equipment, ballot papers, ballot boxes, which should have been distributed to a number of polling stations, those were late in going out. Some did not go out at all. And that meant that some polling stations opened late, up to 45 minutes now before we get to the close of the polling stations, the official close. There are some polling stations which still have not received any of their ballot papers, have not received any of their electoral implements and equipment. There has also been a problem with personnel. Some people this morning had cold feet for a very good reason. There was a flare-up of violence across the city and in some rural sections of the country. At least 16 persons are in hospital. One person feared dead as a result of violence. There has also been a shooting incident where the police literally had to take cover. So those problems have been dogging the electoral system today.
And we understand that some of your staff at RGR had a close call today. Does this indicate the nature of the violence taking place?
I think it does give an indication. It was quite indiscriminate in a large sense. We had two reporters who were traveling in the Western Kingston area turned onto a street. There was a man walking, and we had our reporter calling us to indicate that there was some violence. And the next thing we knew, we were hearing on our communication system a barrage of gunfire. He simply turned the M16 rifle, opened up at the news vehicle, which was clearly marked, and they had to dash out of the area for cover. That situation is not isolated, because we had other news vehicles which had close calls, had shooting incidents in which they were not being separated any at all from the indiscriminate shooting that has been going on in some areas of Kingston.
So, Gary, is the situation beyond the control of the security forces?
At this stage, the security forces certainly do not have a grip on things. As I mentioned, one of their vehicles really came under heavy gunfire, and the security personnel there had to really run for cover. They received some sort of reinforcement, but that still was not able to bring things in that area under control. And with the widespread nature of the violence, it does appear as though the police and army are either being outnumbered or outmuscled at this stage, but they are definitely not at this time in control of what is happening.
Correspondent Gary Allen. And BBC reporter Gary Duffy has been monitoring the day's events. He files this live report from Kingston.
Among a series of violent or controversial incidents since the polls opened this morning, perhaps the most dramatic involved the Jamaica Labour Party leader Edward Siaga. When he went to a polling station in northwestern St Andrew in Kingston, a large and hostile crowd blocked the entrance and he was unable to leave. A helicopter was sent to the scene and Portia Simpson of the ruling People's National Party had to intervene to try and have the Labour leader released. A short time later, he was able to leave, escorted by police vehicles. It's thought he'd gone to the polling station to investigate reports of election irregularities. Elsewhere, at least 15 people have been treated in hospital for a variety of injuries. Some of these included gunshot wounds. There were unconfirmed reports that a woman was stabbed to death in an incident in Kingston. Some hospital staff were reported to be too frightened to turn up for work, as were a number of election officials. Across Kingston, there have been numerous reports that ballot boxes and voting papers have been stolen, sometimes at gunpoint or by crowds carrying other weapons. In at least one case, an election official was attacked. One observer of the election in West Kingston described the situation as total havoc and a sad day for Jamaica. However, elsewhere on the island, it appears the day is passing off peacefully, although there have been a number of delays before polling stations were opened. After 20 days of campaigning, the polls will close in less than an hour's time, and counting will begin shortly after that. Before the vote, opinion polls were suggesting that Prime Minister PJ Patterson and his People's National Party would win. But with a large number of seats considered marginal, the two parties will be observing the counts very closely. And now back to the studio.
Thank you, Gary Duffy, live in Kingston. And joining me now is Jamaican political scientist Dr. Brian Meeks, head of the Department of Government at the University of the West Indies. Dr. Meeks, what do you see as the likely implications from the problems we've just heard about?
I think that we're going to have a result later on. But we'll have to wait and see to what extent it is a free and fair result. Certainly, at the present time, the situation is a dicey one. Some people have not been allowed to exercise their franchise, and you know, we need to see how widespread this is. Some reports from the rural areas suggest that in rural Jamaica things have gone ahead relatively smoothly in comparison to Kingston and other urban districts throughout Jamaica. So we definitely have to wait to see what the overall situation is like.
So do you believe the election's in danger of being nullified?
I don't think so at this stage. We'll have to wait and see. You know, we're talking about 60 constituencies and numerous polling stations and polling divisions.